Historical note. On the 26th of November, 1922, Howard Carter, a British archaeologist, pushed a candle through a hole he'd made in an ancient sealed door. An astonishing sight met his eyes. After many years searching, Carter had finally found his tomb. It was a find unlike any other. Tutankhamun was a boy when he became pharaoh, and only in his teens when he died. Not much is known about his reign. His tomb was a small one with royal standards, probably originally built for someone else. Only the walls of the burial chamber were decorated, and there was evidence that the tomb had been plundered, like other tombs discovered in Egypt's Valley of the Kings. Yet unlike those other tombs, a heap of treasure remained in the four chambers that made up the tomb. And in the burial chamber lay the magnificent gold coffin of the boy king himself, his mummy intact. A huge task faced Howard Carter. Countless finds needed to be examined, recorded and photographed before they could be transported down the Nile to the Cairo Museum. Carter enlisted experts to help him, but it was months before the first chamber, the antechamber, was cleared and work could begin on the other three. It must have been difficult. Carter was a careful and thorough archaeologist, but was hampered in his task by the crowds of tourists that now flocked the valley. Ever since news had broken of the extraordinary find, the tomb had become a must-see tourist destination. Carter was now famous, but must have wished he wasn't. Everyone wanted to see the tomb's treasures. Tutmania had seized the world. Soon you could buy clothes embroidered with Egyptian designs or wear imitation Egyptian jewellery, listen to the King Tut record on a gramophone, or even visit an exhibition in London with replicas of the treasures found in the tomb. Over 90 years later, Tutankhamun continues to fascinate the world, but huge numbers of visits to his tomb have caused its structure to deteriorate. A replica of it has been built near Howard Carter's house, that visitors may see what the tomb was like without further damaging being caused to the original. Opened in 2014, you can see how the burial chamber would have looked when Carter first looked inside it all those years ago and gazed on the wonderful golden coffin. But you won't see Tutankhamun. He still lies in the tomb built for him thousands of years ago in the Valley of the Kings.